Parkaboy would get it, but who else would? Not, she's now certain, Boone. Big N, probably, but in that way of his in which he seems to somehow understand emotions without ever having partaken of them. She opens a bottle of Russian mineral water. Dorothea had been hired by a Russian from Cyprus, the one listed as the registrant of armaz.ru, a domain that Boone says has something to do with the Russian oil industry. Were those Russians, she wonders, who somehow got their hands on Catherine McNally's notes from Case's sessions? Not necessarily, she decides, as the men Dorothea had used in Tokyo had been Italian. It's an equal opportunity conspiracy, maybe. But Baranov, come to think of it, is Russian too, or anyway, Anglo-Russian, though that doesn't seem to click with the linkage she's trying to braille here. And neither does Damien, off in the boonies shooting his punk archaeological project, even though his girlfriend's father sounds like another candidate for Mafia Tsar. There must always be room for coincidence, Wynne had maintained. When there's not, you're probably well into apophenia, each thing then perceived as part of an overarching pattern of conspiracy. And while comforting yourself with the symmetry of it all, he'd believed, you stood all too real a chance of missing the genuine threat, which was invariably less symmetrical, less perfect, but which he always, she knew, took for granted was there. Russia. Something else. She remembers in mid-swallow and lapses into a fit of coughing. That old post of hers, the one that had turned up when she'd searched Russia on the FFF CD-ROM. She slots the CD-ROM, repeats the search. Why couldn't it, say, be some Russian mafia kingpin with a bent for self-expression, a previously undiscovered talent, and the wherewithal to generate and decimate the footage? January. She'd still been seeing Catherine. She'd had no idea she'd be working for Blue Ant, or coming to London, or getting involved with Big End. Mafia. Wherewithal. She wipes her mouth with the back of her hand. Not a bent for self-expression. Orphaned nieces. If Baranov could still have even one favor-owing friend, somewhere in the bowels of Langley or Falls Church, willing and able to somehow pluck the Stellanor address from traffic on the net, or from wherever it was found, what might a very rich, very important Russian be afforded in his own country, or even, perhaps, in hers?